Thank you. So we see that Jacob, chapter 29, we'd read, Jacob went on his journey. And God had told Jacob, after this whole encounter and experience with Laban, he appeared to him and he said to Jacob to get up and to return unto the land that he had come from. That's in chapter 28. And chapter 31 and verse 3, and the Lord said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy fathers, to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. So this is a wonderful illustration of, I think, the life of the believer. There are many, many experiences. Sometimes the experiences are bitter experiences. They're challenging. They don't turn out the way we expected them. They certainly didn't turn out the way Jacob had expected that his encounter, his relationship, his experience with Laban would have been. But God has his hand upon Jacob. And God has always desired that Jacob would be in the land. It was the land that had been promised to Abraham. Isaac dwelt in the land. In fact, he was the only one that was born, remained, and died in the land of Canaan, the land of blessing. But Jacob left Canaan. He had to flee because of the relationship with Esau. But now God wants him to return to the place of promise. It's the place where his kindred is. It's the place where his brethren are. It's the place of great blessing. And I suggest to us as young people that there is a place for us very similar to what Jacob had in a material way. There is a spiritual place where we ought to dwell. And so Jacob, it says in the first chapter, he went on his way and the angels of God met him. And can you imagine? God has given you a directive, a command to go. And then he sends, if you would, this welcoming committee, these angels, almost to confirm that God is in this. And when Jacob saw them, he said, this is God's host. And when I was reading this some weeks ago, I was wondering if God sent some angels in my path to confirm you're heading home, you're going back to the place of promise, would I be able to recognize them as Jacob recognized them? I think of Abraham in Genesis 18, who is sitting in the tent doorway, and he looks up and he sees individuals approaching him, and he recognized that this was a divine visitation. And so as young people, I think as we walk close to the Lord, as we are in communion with him, we hear his voice, we should recognize or be able to recognize when God is drawn close to us.
Well, today we do have the Spirit of God. It indwells us. And which the Spirit of God and your spirit will bear record one with another and with another brother or sister. And so I believe that in that situation, if it ever did occur, and when it does, there is the peace of God that comes in that we can have and be assured of that this was his hand leading and guiding.
Now we want to encourage young men to appreciate the comments and contributions of yesterday. We want to encourage you as well. If you have, you know, a contribution, a thought, questions, please feel free to interject. It helps the study.
I was just thinking how good it is that God knows sometimes, just to add to your thought about the angels, what we may need to give us some comfort and peace. When there was Daniel, he sent one angel. When there was Lot, he sent two angels to deliver him. But here he sent a whole host of angels to say, you think you're going to be afraid of Esau and his 400 men? Here's a whole host of angels. And we know there's an instance where at least one angel can take out 185,000 different men. So to show that that he was with him and to strengthen him and to encourage him, he gives him a whole host. He gives him more than we would even ask for, to give us the peace to know that God was with him. And we know this wasn't enough for Jacob, and he was looking for more, but yet God still gives him a measure, and he's willing to give us a measure of help and peace to guide us and to direct us in the path, because he knows where our weaknesses are, and he knows what we need to help encourage us along the way.
Yesterday we had before us the emphasis on the hearing the voice. We had Rebecca telling Jacob, obey my voice. And we had Isaac, who couldn't recognize the right voices. Here the emphasis is on the seeing. It says Jacob saw them, and he said, this is God's host. So spiritual discernment is by the hearing of God's word, God's voice, but also seeing, a spiritual perception, spiritual eyesight, and that is our faith. So if Jacob here recognizes the hosts, the angels, we're going to find later on he didn't really recognize the Lord himself as Abraham did in Genesis 18. He wrestled with him all night, and at the end he says, what is thy name? He didn't recognize him. So spiritual perception was there to some degree, but not quite as it should be. I was reading in 2 Kings, and Elisha was surrounded by the Syrians, and with him was his servant. Elisha could look around and see that there were the host, God's host, but to protect him. But his servant could not recognize in 2 Kings chapter 6. But Elisha prayed. And I'm gonna just read the story is well known to most of us, but I'll read two verses there in 2 Kings 6, verse 16. And Elisha answered the servant and said, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. So this is something that we each could pray for, that the Lord would open our eyes to recognize that they that are for us are more than they who are against us.